Hello, and welcome to episode 86 of Thaisi Books, news and views about Thaisi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Butt. Thank you for tuning in. Today in the Thaisi Reads segment, we have Deepika Mukherjee reading from her poetry collection, Dialect of Distant Harbours. Deepika Mukherjee is the author of the novels Shambhala Junction and Ode to Broken Things, and the story collection Rules of Desire. Her work is included in the Best Small Fictions 2019 and appears in World Literature Today, Asia Literary Review, Del Sol Review, Chicago Quarterly Review, Newsweek, Los Angeles Review of Books, Hemispheres, Orion, Scroll, The Edge, and more. Her third poetry collection, Dialect of Distant Harbours, was published by Cavan Carey Press in October 2022, and a collection of travel essays, Writer's Postcards, has been accepted for publication by Penguin Random House SEA for 2023. She teaches at Story Studio Chicago and the Graham School at the University of Chicago. She holds a PhD in English Sociolinguistics from Texas A&M University. A grievous vastness to this world, writes Deepika Mukherjee, beyond human experience. With wonder and empathy and even rage, Dialect of Distant Harbours summons a shared humanity to examine issues of illness and family in the home, as well as redefine belonging and migration in a misogynistic and racist world. As that world recovers from a global pandemic and the failure of modern government, these meditations are incantations to our connections to the human family, whether in Asia, Europe, or the United States, and focus on what is most resilient in ourselves and our communities. On a personal note, I want to share a serendipitous connection that Deepika and I have with a place called McLeodganj in northern India, though she and I have never met or even discussed our journeys. I have yet to write about what my September 2015 journey did for me in my writing, and Deepika has written a couple of essays about some of her experiences. I'm linking to one of those on the website. Unlike Deepika, I did not set out to meet the Dalai Lama, and I never did. But I believe that although I'm not a religious person, I experienced some of the same magic as she did. And she wrote about finally meeting the Dalai Lama on September 4th, 2015. And interestingly, I was in that town at that same time. And we may even have, you know, passed each other without knowing. Such is this life. And now, here's Deepika Mukherjee. A transcript of some of the excerpts is also up on the Thaisi Books website.
I'm very grateful to Thaisi Reads for giving me this opportunity to read from my new poetry collection, The Dialect of Distant Harbours. I'm going to begin with a poem that is very close to my heart, and I think it will be quite close to a lot of Thaisi hearts, and it is titled, Going Back to Where I'm From. Going back to where I'm from is to return to women who are goddesses, incense smoke and drum beats, and women who bury infant girls in the ground into milk vats to drink until they drown. To many armed goddesses who slay demons and darkness and scarcity of thought, and women who are womb and vagina, never brain or mouth. to stargazers who send probes to Mars, mathematicians of cosmic poetry. And women draped in temples, strung from trees, disemboweled in a dark-tinted moving bus. To Bengal and Indus Valley and Chittaranjan Park and Texas and Ohio and State Street in Chicago. To meals beginning with bitter gourd and ending in milky sweets and sweet water fish and mountain goat and homemade cheese strained through muslin so fine it passes through a child's golden ring. The mind travels as a flume, belonging here, rooting nowhere. The hunger for roads packed with parched red earth. July, the monsoon cool of runny streets, clouds paused for the miracle of light on water. The sky's Tandav. Rains feel amniotic as the nomad breaststrokes through alien streets for electric air, even as a belligerent hunger pushes the boat away from shore. I am more than a dress or a sari, more than henna and bindi, and more than skin scabbed with regrowth. Still so far to travel, higher to climb, so much to uncage. The next poem that I'd like to read for you all would be The Dialect of Distant Harbors, which is the title poem of my collection. And I hope that this speaks to a sense of language loss that permeates a lot of our families and our daily life, really. The Dialect of Distant Harbors. Bengali is my father tongue. It's true, my mother speaks Bengali and crooned fule fule dhole dhole over sleepy infant heads. But it was my father who grounded Bengali, watered curlicues of text, weeded enunciation through teenage years when English whispered, "Put your head on my shoulder." When Indian schools spat out vernacular as the dark peasant destined for penury, English strutted like a boss. But my father recited Tagore, the Bengali sibilance a song on his tongue, "Bohu din dhore, bohu krosh dure." I have traveled miles, spent years afar, seen mountains and oceans new. But I haven't seen outside my door paddy glinting in morning dew. Bengali is the seventh most spoken language of our world. It will not disappear by my neglect, nor Bengali poets writing in English. It is impervious to our mad dashes and enjambments, our stutters in severed tongues. Yet I fear the absences from the vocabulary of my children. Seventh most spoken language of the world, but its majesty unfelt in this foreign tongue I continue to write in, to reach you, to reach you. Bengali is still my magic chalice, refilled by the dialects of distant harbors. All right, my next poem is from Malaysia, because a lot of my work is actually based in Malaysia and I have spent many happy years there and I continue to return. So this one is based off a lot of Malay pontons and old sayings, and it will probably seem a little more nuanced to speakers of Malay. But this poem is titled Aphorisms from the Malay Archipelago. In the fifth decade of life, mothers are grandmothers, matriarch of clans. Men unshackle like hermits seeking caves, detached to higher calling. As quietly as the sweet potato burgeons, so quietly does the iron rust. I of east-west, modern ancient, wanted to glide like flying squirrels from areca to date frond, certain I, not the wind, caused trees to sway. Moored now, a pea expelled from shell with no husk to shelter under. What is gravy if it doesn't fall on rice? Even the sunbird touches ground, or is an aphorism, a cautionary tale. No matter how you chop water, it doesn't break. But uncontained, what is water but murky clay, evanescent cloud, diminished into vapor? For my next poem, I would like to play something that has been digitally remixed with sound by Udit Mehrotra. And this song, this poem is titled Benign Negligence. And it will probably speak to a lot of parents who have empty homes, who are now empty nesters. Maybe they've left children in colleges. So I hope that this poem will speak to you in some way. Benign Negligence. My parenting style is benign negligence. Plotting books, poetry, busy at the stove, half listening to talk of soccer goals or how the Senate Council will finally make money this year. I know too well those other times when home is the only place to melt from cool, the tantrums, the door slams, yearning to be free. Then he leaves. I remember light in his eyes when words tripped almost incoherent. I see in the child the man he is becoming. I see him so rarely now. That toddler who stretched out expansive arms all the way back to show how much he loved, now uses that gesture on video to silently say, "I miss you." Childbirth doesn't prepare you for this. I am an owl touched by the light, yearning for the moon.
You've been listening to episode 86 of Desi Books, news and views about Desi literature from the world over. I'm your host, Jenny Bart. Thank you for tuning in. Today in the Desi Reads segment, we had Deepika Mukherjee reading from her poetry collection, Dialects of Distant Harbors. Episode 87 will be up shortly. Follow on Twitter at Desi Books, Instagram at Desi.books, Facebook at Desi Books FB. Tag the accounts if you have requests or suggestions. And please go to the website, desibooks.co, if you'd like to sign up for the free weekly newsletter. And please share this via social media to support the poet and help raise the tide of South Asian literature. Thank you. Stay healthy, keep reading, and write well.